Hey, it's Jen with Light Seeking with Jen. Thanks for listening to my podcast today. We are going to be talking about something called the Schumann Resonance, as well as ascension symptoms, which I perceive to be one in the same. So what is the Schumann Resonance? It is the literal heartbeat of the earth. It is the frequency blueprint of the earth. And why are we focusing on it? Why do light workers or spiritual people pay attention to it? And what have we learned from it from a scientific point? Well, what it does is it tracks the frequency heartbeat of the planet, and it takes incoming energy from our solar system and recognizes when that energy incoming to us is affecting the frequency on this earth, on our planet. So what we have recognized is that certain energy that is incoming or even outgoing from Earth has physical symptoms or can make us feel symptomatic based on how that energy is coming in and coming out of us. So as the energy comes in from the other world, I'll just call it the other world or the divine, we process that energy or those rays of light, and then we release literally out of our own systems so that we can either process the higher vibration or change our frequency altogether. I'm sure you have all heard of delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma, which are the phases of, you know, awakening or the sleep stage. So let's talk about delta. Delta is the literal sleep state. Theta is the tired feeling, but you're not really awake. Alpha is relaxed. Beta is total alertness. And gamma is awareness. I mentioned yesterday in my group on Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe, that over 24, I think it was almost 24 hours, it wasn't completely 24 hours, but I think it was close to like 18 to 20 hours long, we had seen a massive influx of white 5D light coding energy. And by white, I mean, if you were to see the Schumann Resonance in the graphing, this energy footprint is turned into graphs and charts, and then it's shared all over the internet for people to see. The white energy incoming is indicative of 5D crystalline light coding that we're receiving as humans. So when we're in this massive peaking of large, deep, I say large and deep as in because it's so like a multi-sided experience. When we're getting these big, huge blasts of 5D white energy light coding, and it's going on for like 18 to 20 hours. I mean, really anything more than like 5 hours is huge. When we're getting this, if you imagine this spectrum of the white coming in on the graph, and then the depth of the graph being delta at the lowest level of sleep to gamma being the highest level of awareness, that white coating, the white 5D light coating, was on full blast for almost 24 hours. So when you have that, you have to really pay attention. What in the world are we being coded for? Well, the answer to that question is a loaded one, but I believe in my own intuitive sense, what I feel we are experiencing is the literal footsteps of the earth stepping into that age of Aquarius energy. I've spoken on this towards the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021 in speaking of gateways, portals, and the new moon energy and us going through the 1221 gateway being the opening of the the portal and then walking through on a human level, that the winter solstice, and then it took us right into the beginning of the age of Aquarius, you know, the lining up of those stars. And when we see the age of Aquarius at that point, I mean, many of us lightworkers, we felt that shift. We felt that energy shift. But the planet and the Earth and all of the people that are awakened, like us, as a whole, we haven't really felt unity. We haven't felt love of each other. We haven't seen a come together moment. It's so interesting how I read so much different things throughout the day, and for weeks now I've seen this call for unity, and I'm not even going to get into that on a political standpoint, but can you see that even though there's a call to unity and there's a lot of people saying I don't want to unify with them, and then there's other people on the other side of the aisle saying I'll never unify with them, and just the sheer fact that we've come to this place on the planet where we recognize that unity is needed is huge. So when you take in the fact that we have gone through so much divisiveness, anger, frustration, dislike of one another, and what we're all about individually on a social, political level, where has this put us in this matrix of Earth that we are actually on in headlines? It's in headlines. We've gone from talking about this in private spiritual groups of let's come together, let's sing kumbaya, and all this cheesiness, to now it's in the freaking mainstream lying news, let's bring unity. You have to say to yourself, wow, we've come a long way, and we truly have. So getting back to where I started the podcast, which was talking about the Schumann resonance and ascension symptoms. So now I've given you the basic know-how of the Schumann, what we're seeing, what we have seen over the past 24 hours. But what I want you to really know is we're in a balsamic dark phase of the new moon, which comes on Thursday the 11th. And why I feel that this new moon is poignant in our pivotal to our moving forward as a human race is this. We have a desire to come together, but we also have a desire to lead lives in a better way than we've ever lived before. We're not just about, I want to be better. I want to live in a moral fiber. I want to live in a moral fiber with other moral fiber held people. I don't want to just live by myself. We used to be spiritual people saying, oh, I'm just going to ignore the rest of the world and just be of higher ascension. Now we've come to terms with the fact that we don't want to just be of higher ascension. We want to force and have others embrace this theology. And we've come to that. Because I'll tell you why. We can't have that magnanimous energy come through the Schumann resonance without a massive amount of collective, that's the entire globe, being in on it. So the collective energy is calling for it. The collective energy is saying we're ready to rise up. So what's happening? We are rising. And the divine is answering by giving us the 5D light coding, the crystalline energy incoming that we need to rise up. So with that, now I've explained all that. Why do I think this week is interesting that we would have this massive almost one whole day long, 24-hour period of incoming light coding, because we're in a dark phase of the moon, we're ending a karmic cycle, and furthermore, the new moon is going to put us into a new cycle. It's interesting. I'm not going to get into much astrology when I say this, but I will say Venus is in conjunction with Jupiter, and these two planets, the great benefic Jupiter, that is the planet of luck, that is the planet of expansion, that is the planet of blessings, meeting up with the planet of love, Venus, that is a recipe for wonder. It's a recipe for a revolution of change. It's a recipe for a revolution of love and respect among the human race. So we're on the verge of this new moon, and here we are the Monday before this happens, having this massive incoming light coding from the divine. That can't just happen from the divine. It was caused by this collective energy of all of us desiring to have a better earth. So this desire of all of us wanting a better earth has manifested that light coding. And now we sit on the precipice of this new moon. Why is this new moon important? Well, the new moon this week on Thursday the 11th is important because it is a new moon in Aquarius and is directly tied to that beginning of the age of Aquarius. So going back to what I said a few minutes ago, we are finally going to walk in the essence of love and respect and community the way that we've desired, the way that we have, just like the cheesy old 60s song, The Age of Aquarius, we all know what the verses are in that song. We all know those lyrics. We all want that to be the way we live today, but we're so far away from it. We have been so far away from it. And yet, here we are on this precipice of everyone wanting change. I don't really feel that we're ready to come together with the people that we disagree with, but I do agree with everyone and that we want a change. And by saying I'm not agreeing that we should come together with people we disagree with, that doesn't mean that I'm not being a light worker when I say that. It simply means I don't think the world is ready to cast aside their hard felt political, theological ideas and say, oh, I just want to be free people. Ultimately, if it came down to war or to be free and kind to each other, I think we would choose being free and kind to each other over war. But as the current climate of the United States stands, we are still extremely divided. But we've taken big steps, I will say that. So with that being said, I think the new moon is going to help us end this karmic cycle of division. And I had made a video for my Patreon group this week about the new moon cycle. And specifically, one of the things that I spoke on was that the theme of this new moon that we're looking at on Thursday is the unlimited possibilities, but large scale, uncomfortable changes rocking each of us to the core, requiring us to blast our light and blast our love and be higher in our own ascension to be better people so that we can assist those who are still awakening. Because unfortunately, not everyone on this globe is awakened yet. However, go refer to the teachings of Dolores Cannon. She talks about the waves of people waking up. I think we're in one of the final waves of people waking up, and they're going to be the hardest to wake up, and they're not going to see things for what they're worth. They're going to still argue about them. And we're not here to debate it with them. We're just here to accept the fact that they're finally waking up. Let them reach the conclusions we've all reached when they reach them. The point is they're on the ship now. So with that being said, one key indicator that I find to be extremely moving in the new moon, plus with this massive Schumann resonance influx of 5D light-coded energy, is that we are ending a cycle of karma that isn't on a love vibration, and we're beginning with the new moon a lesson, a cycle, an experience on this earth that is in the love vibration, literally. I told every one of my members on my Patreon page in their individual monthly readings this month that every time we have a negative experience, I don't want to say negative, but you know, you go through a trial, you go through a crisis. It's like every time you put the work in and you rise through the crisis and then you just carry on, you're a stronger person mentally, emotionally, physically for what you put yourself through, what you've experienced. You have knowledge you didn't have to begin with. You have a knowing you didn't have to begin with. And now you have experience that you didn't have to begin with. And you've risen through the crisis of the trial. At some point, you get to visit the bank of karma and say, hey, karma, it's my time now. And guess what karma does? Karma goes, you're right. It's time for us to pay up. We're going to open the vault and we're going to let through all of the love for you. What that means is karma is making way for each of us to experience a payback of something positive for exchange of that trial, tribulation, or crisis that we experienced. And this new moon cycle is going to open up that floodgate. But it's not going to be a floodgate. It's going to be a vault of goodness. And the vault of goodness comes through the Jupiter and Venus conjunction. Excuse me. So as we experience the Jupiter and the Venus conjunction, alongside with this new moon, we're opening a new cycle, beginning a new experience with the new moon, and then we're ushering in this age of Aquarius love in light of Jupiter with conjunct Venus. And it's giving us, in turn, what the age of Aquarius is literally all about. Stepping out with love, stepping up with light. So I'm going to start at the end where I began. And the reason I say start is because the symptoms that you could be experiencing right now over the last few days while we're experiencing this influx of light from the 5D coding, it could easily be that your thinking is slow. You can't focus. You might feel dehydrated. You could feel confused, sad. You could have grief revisit you from a past grief. You could have headaches. You could have body aches. You could have dizziness. You could have massive energy purges. So like for no reason, you wake up and you had a great night's sleep and like, let's say you got an extra hour, but no matter what you do, you just can't feel rested. That's an ascension symptom. All of these things are ascension symptoms. So what can you do that will help you? Rest when you need to rest. Don't push yourself to the finish line. There isn't one. When you're tired, honor your body. When you feel like you're pushing yourself and you're like, I just feel like if I keep doing this, I'm going to make myself sick, so I need to rest today. Honor that feeling. If you're intuitive enough to know that pushing yourself past a certain limit is going to make you sick or overly tired or upset your system, then honor that intuition and honor it in breaking. Take a break. Take a nap. Do an Epsom salt bath. Get a grounding mat. Go outside. Put your feet on the earth. Take a walk in nature. Hug a tree. All of those things will help offset the energy crisis. Something else I would highly recommend everyone to do, and of course I'm not a doctor or pharmacist or anything like that, but there's something you can buy on Amazon or you can go to a health food store, and it's by this company called Hylands, Hylands, and it is called Cellular Salts. And I think it has a caption on it that says bioplasma cellular salts. What these are is a homeopathic concentration of the 12 mineral cell salts that everyone's body uses. You can use these to supplement yourself when we're going through these ascension symptoms, and you can take them two or three times a day if you want. Just follow the directions on the bottle. But they're like those little dissolvable pills, and what they do is they replenish what you're lacking. And talk about replenishment. The dehydration is one of the biggest things that will cause you to suffer with extensive ascension symptoms. And the reason why is we don't recognize that we're dehydrated. We just recognize that we have an ailment. So are you drinking? Are you hydrating? Are you getting electrolytes? Make sure you are. That's the most important. You can't critically think or critically act or critically rest if you can't even function. I'm going to end this podcast today with this. As we continue to step through this new moon energy, we're still in this dark phase of the moon today. It really isn't new until Thursday the 11th. So we'll have the next 3 days that we're going to be stepping through this dark phase of the moon. Things can seem kind of daunting and dark. You might just be depressed. I don't know what the Schumann is going to put out for the next few days, but the near 24 hours of that white light coding energy, that was pretty deep. And you'll notice that as we experience these dark days of the moon, you might actually see the reflection from the energy of the moon being dark to your own emotions being dark. You know, if the moon can control the ocean tide, the moon is going to control us. So do you see how what I said about hydrating yourself is really important? I'm just going to end this on this. If you are part of my podcast and you're not following my group on Facebook, it's called the Light Seekers Tribe. We would love you to come check us out over there. You can also be a part of my monthly membership group on Patreon. It's called Light Seeking with Jen. The lowest tier, I believe, is $11.11. That gets you a video reading for me based on your astrology once a month on the new moon, and an additional private reading with me on the full moon, or a written report of the same type. I also enter you into my crystal grid work activity that I do on the full and the new moon. And I also put out a bi-weekly training or teaching video about different spiritual aspects throughout the month in the Patreon membership group as well. So I'd love for you to join us. And if you want to learn more about the Schumann resonance or how this all is affecting you, come check us out over there. In the meantime, stay in the love, stay in the light. Be hydrated and keep your mindset healthy. Peace out.